This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
Boy, I just got a great thing. This is a great idea. We were giving Brady a little guff earlier this morning about his story of his near-death experience that was neither exalting or near death. And we wanted you to embellish that story because we couldn't fact-find this thing. It would have been a better story. So listeners are now emailing me their versions of your near-death story.
Brady awoke with a start. Last thing he remembered was taking his organic blueberry farming cousin's three-wheeler for a spin. Having mistaken a fork in a road for an actual fork, Brady crashed into a tree. Now a large, toothless man was having sex with a gash in his forehead from the wounds from the crash. And from that point forward, Brady had an irrational fear of yogurt and sex.
I like that better. So in the future, when Brady tells another clunker, we'll put it up on the website, you guys assess it, and then we'll have punch writers fix it up.
Punch it up.
Punch it up a little bit. Brady's story has needs some life. I still don't get your aversion to yogurt thing.
That was weird.
That you started eating more yogurt?
No, I didn't.
You couldn't eat yogurt. Yeah, you got raped by the people who found you. There's no way yogurt just goes away. I had a concussion, and all I did was get weird for a week about emotions.
I think it had to do some about, you know, yakking your brains out when you're in the hospital, but I didn't remember anything.
Were you full of yogurt when you crashed, and then that was what the vomit was?
Might have been.
Hmm. I think you were filled with yogurt. And then you threw up, and it reminded you, and your brain said, don't really admit what that is. You ate lots of yogurt. I think you were full of yogurt. Hillbilly yogurt. With chunks of
from
real
the
hillbilly.
Ballard family
chunks of real
door.
Hillbilly, yeah.
And Cephas and Cletus.
Well, because the Ballards were out searching
the moonshiners.
Let's go out searching for injured Yankees.
And then they'd find one.
Hey, look what I found. Got me an injured one. He ain't wearing a shirt already. His head's all bleeding.
I promise I won't tell you where the still is.
You guys have to come over to my house. I'll serve him food.
It is Arkansas after a while. Ralphie was probably part of that.
Put him on a spit.
As many times you used to disappear as a little kid in Columbus, your parents weren't looking for you. That could have gone on for hours.
Yeah.
And they just dumped you off at the house and your dad took you to the hospital. Where you puked up all the yogurt.
He's like, oh, God, now we got to go to the hospital.
Now we got a story. Well, if you take the time to listen to Brady's story on the podcast today, by all means, punch it up and send it to Holmberg at 98kupd.com, and we'll have a dramatic reading tomorrow. In the meantime, it's time for Brady to entertain us all, and it's brought to you by my friends at reactdefense.com, back in business. Roland said it was a really good night last night. Had some people come back for their first day, and everybody's cooperative and being cool and doing the right thing, which is awesome, and following the guidelines that you need to follow. It won't be forever, but it is for a time. So, just don't be that dude. Give everybody a break. I want to try it. You can't do it right now. There's a lot of stuff. You're not going to wrestle, and you're not going to do hand-to-hand stuff right off the bat, but you're going to get in shape. You're going to learn a bunch of the moves and technical stuff. That's what you'll get into, and these guys are the best in the business. And right now, if you go to their website, reactdefense.com, grab their phone number and give them a call because KUPD listeners, you're going to get a deal. So they're setting you up with a deal right now. They'll tell you all about it. ReactDefense.com and call them up and say, hey, John said something. I want to know. And it's a pretty special deal for KUPD folks. Try to get you back in there. They know not everybody's got the same amount of cash now, so they're going to work with you. Easy enough. ReactDefense.com, the home of Tactical Black, is reopened. Brady, entertain me.
It's all over. Final. ESPN did a poll. Who's the greatest basketball player of all time between Michael Jordan and LeBron James.
Rick Smits, the Duncan Dutchman.
It's all over. Michael Jordan won all 17 categories.
Who would have thought?
Yeah, amazing. A recent study asked what color clouds are, gray or white. Came back split. Also asking when a clear day is out, what is the sky? 98% said blue. The other said not sure. Fantastic studies.
One of the categories was... asked the fans who would they prefer to have a drink with. 65% went with Jordan.
In all of basketball ever?
Between Jordan and LeBron.
Oh, Jordan.
Yeah. Scottie Pippen is a little upset. He feels wounded and disappointed by how he's portrayed.
He's always wounded and
disappointed. It seems like that Scottie's
said it really hurt his back.
Yeah. He's going through a lot. You got to look, he's emotional right now. His wife has given him trouble. They're splitting up. Don't ask him any more questions about the past. Everything's bad right now.
Adam Sandler will play an NBA scout in his new Netflix movie, Hustle. It's produced by LeBron James, and after this film comes out, he will overtake Michael Jordan as the greatest player of all time.
Yeah, probably. Yeesh. That's going to be awful.
There's an Indigo Girls documentary in the works, and I'm waiting for the call. I think maybe the point where
to play
I
one of them.
Up,
you're gonna be one of them.
Wow, new album
picking
documentary.
Them up at the airport, no. They remember this.
Which will you be, Emily, or will you play yourself or one of the girls?
I'll play myself.
Yeah, I think you look more like the girls than you look like old you.
Man,
maybe a little bit longer hair.
I mean, if I you want to be accurate, I mean they looked like you in your mid-50s back in the '90s. So I think now it's more accurate to have you play one of the Indigo Girls. We'll get a young buck to play the part of Brady Bogan, Outback Driver.
The Dropkick Murphys are teaming up with Bruce Springsteen for a unique performance. Fenway Park, no fans, but two Fridays from now, on the 29th, May, they'll be on the Diamond.
Streaming for free?
I
would imagine.
Uh-oh.
Looks like it. Yeah, they're
streaming. At least streaming. I don't.
I thought Seacrest was here again.
I'm looking to see if there's any charge. Yeah. No, it's just a free stream.
Yep. Okay. That's the important part of that story.
Right. Big part.
They'll be asking you to donate, though,
okay,
to Boston area charities.
Sure, sure.
And that date again was 29th.
May. The May of 29.
That's right. The May of 29. It's 9 years from now.
10 o'clock.
It is a tough time for you. I'm looking into these TIAs, these TIAs, because Seacrest has them. I think I've been witnessing this for years and done nothing about it.
You've probably had... I don't know, thousands.
It's an insurmountable. It's unbelievable the records you hold.
You've had so many strokes that a stroke's not going to hurt you anymore. You're fine.
You say, how about that?
I think you're in a perpetual motion stroke. And if you ever normalized, you'd die.
Right.
Yeah, I think that it's like smokers that stop all of a sudden, they just die. Their body
just keep having strokes.
Your body needs strokes
to
continue.
That's what they told me.
Yeah.
Don't stop.
If you ever stop having strokes, you'll drop dead. Huh? You're a human stroke machine.
Keep it up, Brady.
Yeah, stroke out.
Imagine if we go a week without him stroking
out.
Oh, my God.
He'll be done. He'll be done.
He'll be the end.
Be done. And I don't want to be here for the day that Brady normalizes. Because his face will get all weird. Hey, guys. Oh, no. He stopped stroking. Now the results show. After my 20-year stroke, I figured, why not pop it in today?
Stroke? Nope. Palsy.
Oh, man. No, it's a stroke. We'll get you. We had to put a monitor on you once. And just like, I don't know if they have a stroke machine. But like to watch it go beep, 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 beep. How come he's having one? That would be neat. Like it's a blood pressure thing, but we have to know. Up those meds. We're done. Another qualifier. I didn't get the name of this time because Toledo just went home, I think. I don't know where he is. But the Man Cave upgrade, we'll do it again tomorrow at 8 o'clock, so pay attention to that. Check it out at 98kupd.com, how we're going to upgrade someone's delightful man cave from Prestige Billiards in Modelo Especial or Especiale. They got the new one with the E on it, and it's delicious. So hop on that deal right there. We're done. Larry McFeely's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a fantastic day. We'll see you tomorrow in the morning sickness. Hola!
Station identification.